Simon Yudalad. Sif Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Beis. So we didn't finish up off the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Gimel. That's the last line on the page. So you have a right to assume, even though the person has not said explicitly, that you may use the talus for the purpose of the mitzvah. We assume he had intention to be marked it to you properly, and therefore you're able to be yotze with it. So you make a bracha miyad. The same halacha would apply in regards to borrowing the aluminum. However, that we said the reason why you can do this, over there he makes a condition that it's based on the idea of matana manas lahachzer, so there has to be a timely lahachzer. He said, "No, but linyaneinu gam came the tzarach lahachzer lahanoisein bizmanoi." He has to return it back in the proper time frame. Okay.
What?
You yotze with matana manas lahachzer.
Now, what?
Hainu, im ayam yotze boi ba'olav. If the owner has used it already today, and then I decide to borrow his talus, so he doesn't need it again today. But one thing for sure is he needs it by tomorrow morning. So I have to for me to be yotze with it, I have to return it back in a timely fashion. He should have it ready for the next morning. At latest, I have to return it to him by tomorrow morning before davening. If you do not return it within that time frame, and he has no other talus, so you have not fulfilled the implicit conditions of the loan. There is, it's not a loan. It's a matana. It's a gift with a condition that has to be returned. Again, this is all implicit because you didn't speak anything out. We're saying that I'm happy that somebody else will do a mitzvah with my item. I obviously want to be yotze with the item myself afterwards. So I'm happy he should take it. It should be his totally as long as he gives it back to me within a time that I can use it for a mitzvah. If he doesn't do that, he hasn't fulfilled the condition. He's retroactively not yotze. Near the necker, hamatan lemafreya. It comes out retroactively. The gift is going to be ineffective because I only gave it to you on manasa. You gave it back to me before a certain time, which you didn't do. So it comes out the gift was not a gift. The ownership was not an ownership. The person who borrowed that took it was not yotze. The brach was a brach levatol. Now, so af sheyesh lo talus katan, even though the gifter, the gifter, the one who's gifting over here, had a talus katan. So like, not like he's been yotze the mitzvah at all. So he, I knew back to him in fashion. So he lost his mitzvah. He didn't lose his mitzvah. He has talus katan. That's nice, but. But that being said, the probability is high that the one who gave the matana had no intention to be wanted to use his halas gadol also, not relying on his halas gadol for the mitzvah. So he did not give it if he ends up having it impairing his usage of the talus. And this is like Moshe Kosev in the Sefer Nesiv Chaim. It's not like what it says in Nesiv Chaim that you'd be yotze still. Again, this barashom the achar she yotze boy. Tzarech lachzer l'itna the ba'alo b'matana kadei she yiyah shel ha'ba'alo. Now you have to be marked it back. So
can you use just plain to borrow talus because if dealing
suscha has to be yours, right?
Like the Olakach Tem Lachem by the
Lord. Correct.
Yes, first
so it has to be yours. Correct. It has to be yours. So the Matana is that he gave it to you, it's yours, with the condition that you give it back. Giving it back means being mocked it back. That's why the Mora says giving it to a person, giving it to a child who has no right to be mocked it back is problematic. Because the recipient it became the shalom of the recipient became it belonged to the recipient, so he has to be marked it back. So the same way it's said over there by lulav, that's true. Pashat tochinam, binyanim, the same thing will be true over here by talis. Nearly pashat. Furthermore, it's obvious to me the Mishnah Berurah says, "Dim niskal kol hatalis, or achaz mitzitzio seho, etzol hashoyel." Something happens to the talis. There's some damage to the talis or the tzitzis. Afshahoyel ze ayinay onus, even though it was an onus, but it comes out below hichzer loy kemoishel lekocha. He did not return the item that he borrowed, that he received as a gift. So the matana amanas lahachzer is give the amanas is to give back the same thing that it received. So then it comes out you did not fulfill that. Veino yotzei be'amitzvah. So you're not going to be yotzei for that item. I am Sim Tafresh and Ches, Siftal, and Chishur Kivagosha. So that the item has to return as usable for its purpose. Now, we ran through something yesterday that at the end of Sif Yud Aleph, I just want to go back there for a second. That talents of the Kohol, so. The Mishabur says that it's purchased al das, that people should use it. Therefore, according to the way the Mishabur understands it, so a person would take the talis of the kohal, even though he's taking it for the purpose of for an aliyah or for davening, for the almet, etc., he would need to make a bracha. Whereas if I'm taking a baggit of a private baggit, which, so if I'm taking it to, for the purpose of using it for the mitzvah, we assume he's being marked to me and I'm being kind, etc. If I'm just taking it for the purpose of an aliyah or duchening or davening for the yamid, something of that sort, which is just covered as hebrew, then we don't assume he's being marked to me and I don't have to make any bracha, etc. So nowadays,
in Kaidish,
we don't seem to be making a bracha on the talis of the kohal. The average person walking up to the omer for mincha, putting on the talis, you don't see him being doing ituf and making a bracha on it. So the question is, why not? So there's a very nice sefer. There's a rav, and his name is Tzvi Kohn. He has sorum and a good, like a tremendous amount of halachic areas. And the names are always very like creative. Like the one on Tzitzis is called Tzitzis. One on Tefillin is called Tefillin. Tzitzis is called Tefillin Kalim. The goal is Kalim is called the goal is Kalim. Like, he's very clear what he wants to tell you, you know, what it's about. So your sefer on Hilchos Tzitzis is called Tzitzis. It's a nice big thick sefer. So in the back, he brings, on this din over here, he brings a ha'orah from Rechaim Kanievsky. He asks him this question: is there any hazmat to mimaz, and why nowadays we don't make a bracha on talis alcohol? And Rechaim said a logic which has a certain amount of circular reasoning to it. But the mice, I hear what he's saying. For whatever reason, right, so the tzibur really be making a bracha on etc.
Is it coveted tzibur? Is that the?
We're putting on a coveted tzibur. The person puts the talis in these situations, like davening for the yomid, or to getting aliyah, or those type of things. The reason why he's putting on this is because coveted tzibur.
And that's the reason it's to say not to make this.
So, but the Mishnah Berurah says even so, even I'm borrowing an individual talis, I do make a bracha. Even though. I don't make a bracha if it's a kavanah tzibur. I only make a bracha if it's the shame talis shel mitzvah. If it's talis shel kohol, which mamash belongs to me, or alternatively, my own talis mamash, I would make a bracha even though I'm putting on for cover, just for cover that seam, because of my stuff doing the levi. I have a tent for levi. Right, but over here, by the case where it's individual, it's an individual's talis, somebody else's. I need him to be makna. See, if I need it the shame mitzvah, he wants to be makna to me. But on the shame mitzvah, there's no makna. So that, you know, it makes a lot of sense. Whereas if it's my own talis, I'm putting on, I'm doing the act of levi, my talis. So even though my reason why my motivation is covered at zebra, the mice, I have to make a bracha. So talis alcohol should be the same thing. He suggests the following. He says, without getting demas or how, it, without explaining why it's. But he says, now that the fact is that the people are not making a bracha. Right? So when the chazan akinesis, when the gabbai goes and he buys the talis.
Yeah,
what das does he have? So Pashi has das that should belong to everybody in the call because it's bought with the money of the tzibur, etc. But here, the people are basically saying we're using it without intent to be yerts. What we're saying is we're not intending that it should be our talis for the purpose of using it for the mitzvah. So then it comes out that that it was never bought necessarily with intent that it should belong to the tzibur, that they should have a chiyuv to make a bracha on it when they put it on for these purposes.
So even if it's l'shem mitzvah, then you wouldn't.
So now, so one second, because he says first of all, come out that if you would want to be machmer to make a bracha, that you cannot.
Right.
But they're taking it a step weiter. So what will happen now? You want to use l'shem mitzvah? I walk in, I forgot my talis. No problem. I'll take a talis from the bima and use it. So Kozman, we were saying that it belongs to everybody in the tzibur, and we have this calculation of the getter of the shuttas was like you do find there's a that when I'm using it, it's mine. That's the arrangement of the shuttas. The more it talks, the Ran talks about this idea at the beginning of the fifth parak in the Dorim. We can create a shuttas that the chaluk of the shuttas. So when I go in, it's considered mine. So the example over there was that Reuben is mutar anah from Shimon. Reuben made an edit that he will have no anah from Shimon. Thomas, Reuben and Shimon were partners in a chatzar. So the Mishnah says it's not a problem that Reuben go into the chatzar. Because when Reuben goes in, the arrangement is that it belongs to him. He's being handed from his chatzar, not from Shimon's chatzar. So we have such a concept. So when I take the talis, it's my talis, and I can be yertzah with it. That's what was before this whole Kanach. But now, we're saying that it was never bought, it should belong to the tzibur. So it's not my talis that I have it automatically something that it's mine, I can use it. Now, it might not be worse than the case of an individual talis that I could be kind of it, because there's a nichale that they want to be able to use it for a mitzvah, and therefore he gave it to the amatana manas, I can be kind enough to be marked it back. That might be true, but stop picking it up without das to be kind of it would not be sufficient. If it's mine, I'm a shutiv, I don't need any das kinyan. She says nowadays we've generated a tremendous problem for if that's true, then that's the logic why we're not making a bracha nowadays. We've gained why we don't make a bracha, but on the other hand, we've created a mess that we can't use it for the shei mitzvah. So that's what he suggests. He says he's not sure what, in other words, he's not advocating that should have been the reality. It should not have started that way. But now that it's become the reality, that's probably das of what. Now it's going to become halachically valid and self-perpetuating that you must continue like that until you would get a tzibur together, which would have kavanah b'davka b'head. You're not like that. That's what he suggests.
Now a guest also could make a, assuming it's a shutfus arrangement, a guest could also make it a bracha.
So a guest. You would have to have either the argument would be that when we bought it amanas, whoever might need it at that point in time should belong to them, or we say belong to the people of the tzibur, and then you would need a kinyan and a haknah back. The Bir Lacha does talk about. He brings in the Shari Ephraim. He suggests the best aids of for getting aliyah is the barus of talis and somebody else. This way, you have no suffix at all. What's the proper thing to do?
Maybe use your own.
I'm sorry.
Or maybe use your own also. Would that also?
Well, or the opposite. Use your own and try to make a bracha. Right? Uh-huh. But this. this no man's land of, it belongs to the Kohol, so maybe I'm a Shutta, but may I really have owners of the Rosh making a bracha? Because my master made not to make a bracha. The basis of borrow somebody else's talent, I'm not doing the Shem Mitzvah. He was no ma, he wasn't marked. To me, it's his talis and not chayiv and tzitzis.
So nowadays, one person could buy it, and it'll be one person's, and then everyone can use it.
That would be an eitz. That the tzibur could, could have one person buy it individually and not be marked to the tzibur, and keep it as in her private talis. Then he brings, he says, if you took a talis of the kohol, he says you should make a bracha. If you want to make a bracha, you should dafka the kohol to make sure that you're going to be yosef with it. You should dafka to itu, the whole thing. And that would be fine. What about your own personal talis? So getting a li and you're running up, etc. So you don't have time to do an itu. If you're just putting it on over your shoulders, could be you had no das to do with the shem mitzvah in that situation. Shabur responds: the word of chalushim b'mixus. His pshat is a little bit weak because itu is not ma'akif. So even in the itu of the ma'isa, I'm wearing the talis. I should still be chayiv.
Make a bracha.
You make a bracha. Fine. So, Sif Dalit. Mutu lito talis levero levorachal to help. You're allowed to take somebody else's talis without asking permission. And even make a bracha on it, because we assume so much that he wants it that we assume that he had dasi marked it to you, and you can make a bracha on it. So you have to return it as is, which means you have to return it folded up the way you found it. The Ramah says that this same halacha will be true also. I can borrow somebody else's tefillin without asking him. We assume he wants me to be yotzei with, to be happy that I should be yotzei with it. So to remove further, I will usher lilmoy misuardim shachaveroi below daita. But however, I cannot use somebody else's suardim without his permission. Shema yikra oisam bilimud. I'm afraid that I might tear them. So unless I have explicit permission, we can't assume that he automatically wants me to use it. Because maybe it would bother him if we get tore. Okay, tell us about your gimel. Pirish. Shalom Yidaita. We're talking about taking it without speaking to him. Why is it more? To the Nichol Inish, the Rebbe Mitzvah Mamoine. Because we have a halachic assumption that a person wants people to use their items for mitzvahs. However, Badafka Bakrai, this is only permitted on an irregular basis. Abu Bakvias is also to do it again and again and again and again, that's not mutter. Afilu Bakrai, even if they do it irregularly, Dafka Vaisamakam, it's only permitted to use it in that place, they can't take it out. Abu Tzia, me base, the base of Knesset, to take it from the person's house to shul, or you could take it from the shul to your house, also. After Shemak Bidolov, maybe that he's not happy about. And Habi Gezel would be considered being stealing it. The person's available, you should ask him. Like you said before, you shouldn't rely on the chazaka that people want it, which is that's a lochic consumption. It's a chazaka that a person wants people to use his item for mitzvahs. But if you can be mavar, if he really wants or not, ask him. Koshkin and Midea by Shul Makbid. And for sure, if you know that he's Makbid, you better ask him, and maybe he'll agree to you too if you ask, but otherwise you can't assume that he's Mutter. So you cannot take it without his permission. So the truth of the two cases really are different. The first case where I assume he wants it, it's just it's better to ask. In the case where I know that he's mocked, but I must ask. I cannot use it without his das. You can take a levar chalei. I'm Magen Avraham. So he sends you to look at the Magen Avraham. That the chareitz. What's this argument over here? Exactly, why is it mutter? He says that it's not a madriga matanam asahach. It's a madriga. I'm letting you use it. So the problem is, I never had das automatic das machna. So how can you make a broch on it? That's the question which he deals with. The better eitzah is you can wear it as covered, you know, covered, you shouldn't be embarrassed without a towel, etc. But it's better not to be, it's better not to be kind and not to make a bracha because it is questionable. You have to put it back. Shekapalo soap. Can you put the way it was originally folded? Shabbos, shekapalo soap. Can you put the rishon? However, in Shabbos, you may not fold it the way you normally fold the talis. In Shabbos, you should not fold it back on the original, on its original folds. So what do you do? You fold it, but not in the, on the original folds. We're going to rub, make up a Shabbos, a little kapal klal. He holds it by Shabbos. You can return it as is without folding it at all. But you cannot use somebody else's svarim shlomi daita below daita. I feel like a again. We're saying by tefillin it's mutter by krei ba'alma once in a while. So by svarim, it's telling me it's awesome. Means even by krei ba'alma, even irregularly once in a while, it's going to be awesome. Why the shem shem yikra v'hen harbe achis karum mirove hamishmash? We're afraid that you might use it very well, diligently. To the sefer, to the point that the sefer is going to be torn from your usage. Well, Megan, because you might see in Siddur Tefila a march of basic classes. Shalom was talking about this problem, but when you day had to lose the maestro Siddur Miswan. I'm not sure why I'm allowed to take somebody else's Siddur. So I don't know what the heter is exactly to take somebody else's Siddur. So this interesting. There's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan. The Gemara says that tefillin, you know, maybe I'm not a guy using my tefillin. The Gemara says tefillin beibrachah b'shichah. Tefillin were very common. Whereas tzvorim were written on parchment and they're quite a expensive proposition to sefer. So they were not as common. Tzvorim were much more expensive than tefillin. It says, Bizman Azeh, the tefillin are much more expensive than Tzvorim. The Tzvorim, which are, the more so the reason why, is because they're worth a lot, and so tefillin weren't so expensive, and Tzvorim were more expensive. Now, what is the opposite, the official one says? That tefillin are more expensive and tzvorim are less expensive. We can assume that I'm not necessarily agreeable that you should take my tefillin without rishus. I just spent $1,800 on this pair of tefillin, and I'm not excited by Yankel taking the shalom rishus. On the other hand, the sefer, which cost me $15, maybe I don't mind. So he's makadosh halacha lemaisa different. Even though there's a verse in the Gemara that you may not take a sefer shalom rishus, because you can take a sefer shalom rishus. And he's musubik if you could take tefillin shalom rishus. Mm-hmm. Even the more says that you could.
Isn't the difference though that with tefillin they're not going to get ruined if you use them by the sefer, they're much more fragile.
That's true, but the more it does tie it into the sort of that they're very available, and that's therefore. I'm not worried about any damage because I can replace them easily, you know, for minimal cost.
It's interesting. They were a lot less tefillin relative to people's income were much less expensive then?
Correct.
Interesting.
More says tefillin, beberchav, b'shlich, the more is lashon. Tefillin are just, you know, the berchav who sells tefillin very, very cheaply. They're very easily available. Mashiach and the sword are much more expensive. Remember, the swarm also, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, from a piece of paper. They're made out of parchment.
No,
they weren't tearing so easily either, you know. I think that Haga nowadays is that a lot of yeshivas have is that we assume the person can use the sefer unless indicates otherwise. I know a story, a chaver of mine was in the yeshiva before he came to Tells. He wrote inside of a sefer, Osir B'li Rishos. And the Mashkiach called him over and mustered him out. He says, what type of attitude is that? He says, you might want to write the person who's mutter, you know, rocking Kaima or something of that sort. But to write Osir B'li Rishos, not my yeshiva, I'm not going to let you do that. And basically made him retract. I mean, we understand why the Osir B'li Rishos is not, I don't mind someone using my sefer. The problem, which of course we all have, is when he uses my sefer, he puts it back not where he took it from. And then the next person comes along and holds in his way, and he moves it, and my sefer ends up, you know, all of a sudden walking to Mars, and I can't find it anymore. Say to Hanami, according to the thought process, you have to put it back in its mock. It could be that situation. You don't have this order, and I never was masking the talking zayla. The person puts it out properly, puts it back properly. So Rosh Hashanah says nowadays that would be mutter.